convene the... Not ready yet. The June 29th, 2015 Conference Committee on House Bill 2453. We are convened. Welcome, everyone. Good afternoon. The purpose of this committee meeting is to resolve any remaining differences between the House and the Senate on House Bill 2453. And it is my understanding that the House is ready to agree to the most recent Senate amendment, the dash B version of the bill.
Do you have a comment?
With that, are there any questions, comments, before I recognize Representative Krieger? Representative Krieger.
If you go back 30, 40 years, all the timberlands were open, federal land, state land, Weyerhaeuser land, and it slowly has been gated off. Now they're gating off the federal lands. And pretty soon it's going to be a state forest is going to be the place where all the people end up. And I'm concerned myself that this 50 is too big of a number. And with all the mass media ways, you know, they pick up their phone and they push a button, and pretty soon everybody and their brother shows up. So I think that we're going to have to definitely look in the future whether or not we are encouraging people to go to the only place that's open to the public, state forest lands. And if you start having garbage dumps, fires, and health issues out there, we may have to look at it a different than we are right now.
All right. Anything further before I recognize a motion?
Representative Witt.
Senator Olson, please, sir.
Thank you. I'd just like to direct something to Representative Krieger.
Yes.
As an ex-policeman, what would it take to maintain a crowd of 50? How many police officers?
If they're sober?
Yeah, if they're just sober but rowdy.
I don't know if you had a 6 or 8, if they were really going to want to be rowdy. I've come upon instances where you had quite a few people, just me. You better realize at the time that you're not going to be a hero. You just try to contain things for your own safety and theirs both.
Senator Olson, we're expecting those crowds to be really mellow after the 1st of July, however.
Yeah. Well, the point I'm trying to get to is the fact that we all know these forest roads and stuff, it's difficult to get up there. If something does happen, it's going to be difficult for fire, life safety, and police to get up there. And then on top of that, having to maintain a crowd of 50, to me, is just unrealistic, and it puts our police officers in jeopardy. And that's the concern I have. I don't mind parties. I don't mind the permits. Representative Krieger's right that we're going to drive them into the state forest, and that's going to put a real burden on our police officers because we don't have enough as it is.
Thank you, Senator Olson, and I think that that was precisely the concern among the House members with respect to the numbers that we'd looked at. The bill was originally 20. We went to 35 and thought that that was pushing the envelope considerably. And I appreciate very much Representative Krieger's thoughts about that. Senator Dembro.
Well, I would just add that, you know, I think this sending the bill out in the B form is a good start. I agree with Representative Krieger that we may well have to come back in the future and look at a lower number if this turns out to be unmanageable. You know, I think the higher number came from a concern of one of our committee members that groups having informal events would get caught up in this inappropriately, that caused concern. So the idea being that 50 would prevent that from happening. Hopefully this number works, but if not, I do think we have to be prepared to hear from the department and come back and look at a lower number.
Thank you very much. Anything further? I'm not seeing anything. I'm going to recognize Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to the bill dated June 9th and repass the bill.
Thank you very much. Representative Krieger moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 9th and that the bill be repassed. Is there any discussion on his motion? Any questions on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none. Those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 9th and that the bill be repassed will say aye when their name is called. Those opposed will say no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Dembro?
Aye.
Representative McClain?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
No.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Senator Edwards?
Yes.
Chair Witt?
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes. And, folks, I appreciate this very much. I will carry that to the floor. And with that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2453B. Is there anything further for the good of the order?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Vote explanation.
Please.
I voted no simply because the good senator said that we might have to relook at it at 50. My concern is when we have something that happens, it's too late. And 50 to me is too large of a crowd for police officers to be able to handle adequately, and they're the ones that are going to suffer the retribution and the pain and the agony when it happens.
Senator,
and that's why I voted no.
Senator Olson, thank you very much, and you're speaking to my heart, and I'm right there with you, sir. I'd also like to make sure that we haven't documented an inaccuracy here. I think most of the committee members received a letter dated June 25th, 2015, over the signature of Floyd Brzezinski, state senator from District 4, wherein he says, I trust that the conference, well, first notes that there had been an agreement between the Department of Forestry and the committee on House Bill 2453, and goes on to state, I trust that the conference committee will honor the agreement reached in the Senate and pass House Bill 2453B without changes. I just like to state that when an agreement is reached, the House members would appreciate knowing that there's actually an agreement and be able to be offered an opportunity to be part of that agreement. With that said, is there anything further? Seeing none, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you all very, very much. Appreciate